Well, hello, friends. So today I have a very tactical episode for you where we're going to walk through how to update your old content to move up in rankings and get more website traffic in very simple steps. Because one of the things that we all need to do, myself included, front of the line here, is to make what we've already created keep working for us. Obviously, we need to keep creating new content and focus on, you know, creating high quality content. But a lot of times we've got some really great content already out there that maybe just needs spruced up a little bit. So in this podcast, I'm going to walk you through how to decide what to update and then the updates to actually make and how to do those yourself in not very much time each week if you'll just set some time aside to do it. All right, y'all, let's jump on in. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees. Until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. So one of the things that has kind of come out of the March 2024 Google core update is just the need for people to really focus on what's working and what's not working, which BTWs we should have been doing anyway. But for myself and my clients, one of the things that I like to do, don't always accomplish for my own stuff, but is to update old content. And we're seeing more and more how, you know, content that's been created the right way and with the intent to serve, that stuff lives on forever. Like some of my top performing blog posts are things that I wrote years and years ago. And the truth of the matter is, when you really put a lot of time and effort into your content, it should be performing for you for years and years. But sometimes things just need spruced up. So today, what I want to do is first help you decide what content you need to update, right? And then walk you through what updates to make. So the way that I decide what I want to update is this. So I actually like the free version of Ahrefs. You can just go to Ahrefs and get a free, like their free plan. And what they'll do is they'll send you an annoying amount of emails sometimes. And be like, this needs fixed and this is broken and you dropped one little spot for this keyword that you don't even care about, you know. But sometimes their stuff is actually really helpful. And what you can do is you can go into your Ahrefs account and you can see what you're ranking for and where. So once you're in there and you've got that account set up, again, it's free. What you can do is you can go into the organic search section on the left sidebar, and you're going to look at organic keywords. And what you're going to look at is you're going to look for things that you're already showing up for. Because what I want you to analyze here using your own brain is what you're already showing up for in maybe like the 10th, 11th, 12th, 30th, 40th spot that you're already showing up in some of the search engine results pages, the SERPs, and we're going to take that data of this list of keywords that you're already showing up for, these blogs that are already getting seen, and we're going to really further optimize them to get seen more and bump you up the search results. Because the reason that you want to focus on these blogs is because you're already doing something right with them. And you've already done a lot of the heavy lifting and a lot of the legwork to get them seen. Even if it's not on the first page, like, you've still done a lot of work on this. Might as well just set aside some time to do a little bit more work on them and optimize them a little bit further and really bump up your traffic there. So first things first, after you get all that set up, you're going to need to make a list of blogs that you want to update. Now, what are some things that I'm looking for here? Some factors I'm looking for is, one, if I'm already ranking, where? Like, if I'm 9,000th down the list, probably don't really want to put in the work to get in the top 10, right? But if I'm in like that 12, 13, 30th spot even, I'm probably going to look at that and say, yep, that's worth my time to optimize that, okay? And then the other thing I'm going to ask is this something that I still want to rank for? Because if you're like me, you know, maybe you've pivoted a little bit over the years. Maybe, you know, little baby blogger Faith, I wanted to write about holistic remedies, which is great, grand, and glorious, but that's not where my business is right now. That's not what I'm focusing on right now. So even if I was ranking for, you know, the top 5 organic face masks or whatever, which I never wrote a blog about, but even if I was ranking for that, you know, on like in spot number 12 or something, I'm not going to put the time and the effort to really bump that up, because the people who are searching for that are not my ideal client for my SEO and copywriting business. So two factors: am I already ranking for this and where? And two, is this something that I want to rank for? And then you're going to take those factors and you're just going to make yourself a list of blogs that you want to update, so that then you can plan out your updates for your project time. Because if you're like me, I have a very limited amount of work time each week, which I'm thankful for, that I get to hang out with my babies. But you probably don't have just endless time to sit there and update blog after blog after blog. So I want you to plan out your updates, and I want you to prioritize them from most important to least important. Let's knock out the big dogs first and really start getting that old content bumped up in the SERPs pages. Well, hey there, pal. I just wanted to take a minute and tell you about a coaching call offer that I have for you. Are you tired of having to guess at what keywords you actually need to get more traffic to and more sales from your website? Do you feel like you're just fumbling around in the dark with your SEO strategy? Do you second guess yourself every month when it's time to plan your content? What if we could fix literally all of that in 1 hour? In a 1 hour coaching session, we'll powwow over Zoom and hash out your best fit SEO strategy and the ideal keywords for your business and your goals. You'll walk away with the exact right keywords, page titles, and H1 text for your main website pages. You'll get a blog strategy for the next 4 blogs, complete with SEO-friendly, click-worthy titles, and as a bonus, a Google Analytics tracking template and a bonus module for my course, On the House. So go to faithhannon.com/booking to grab your spot now, or click the link in the show notes. Spots are limited and they fill up fast, so don't waste any more time fiddle-farting around with a spaghetti-at-the-wall approach. Let's get a solid SEO strategy locked and loaded and ready to go for you, so that you can reach more of your people with your God-given gifts in business. And then these are the updates that I want you to make. Now, obviously, you have to use your judgment here. If these aren't things that need updating, then like, don't update them just for the sake of updating them, right? Because at the forefront of your mind, with every piece of content you create, it needs to be, does this serve my audience? And answering that question correctly, as in like, yes, it serves your audience, that's going to help you survive all of the algorithm updates forever. Pretty sure. It's working pretty good for me and my clients so far. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. But here's the updates that I want you to make. One, I want you to look at updating your headings. So go through the blog content and ask yourself, did I use my keyword focus phrase in any headings, right? The answer should be yes. If you didn't, you need to do that. Your main keyword focus phrase needs to be in at least a third of your H2 headings. but no more than 60% of your H2 headings. Because if you just put your main keyword phrase in every single heading in the whole wide world, Google is going to see that as spam. You also need to look at making sure that you're using more than one type of heading. More and more, we're seeing that content that uses H1, obviously, H2, H3, and even some H4 text along with P text tends to be ranking higher than just content that has H1 title, H2 text, and then P text, which P text is your paragraph text. So make sure that you have a variety of headings in there that make sense, right? Like, you have to remember that people skim your blog. They don't read it word for word. So if they can look at your blog and tell what it's about from the headings, that's bueno. We be in there. Number two, I want you to think about what are some semantic keywords that you can incorporate into your blog. Now, semantic keywords is just a fancy word for auxiliary phrases. Like, if you're talking about tacos and you have a blog all about the best chicken tacos that you've ever had in your life, then you're probably going to talk about salsa. You're probably going to talk about homemade tortillas. You're probably going to talk about the best type of cheese to put on your tacos or whatever. Can you tell I'm hungry? So think about keywords and phrases that would go along with your keyword phrase. Now, if you're creating this content out of your own experience and you have, you know, expertise and authority and credibility and all these things on that, these semantic keywords are going to flow pretty naturally. I've got some content coming up about how to find semantic keywords if that's something you're struggling with. But for these updates, if you're just stuck on semantic keywords, don't get stuck on them. Just use your brain and think about phrases that people would naturally use to describe the content or answer the question that you're trying to answer with this blog. Don't get hung up on this though, okay? The number three thing that I want you to consider updating are photos, right? Like, if you have updated photos or updated graphics, go ahead and pop them in there. Now, if you did not name your photos originally, go in and do that. Make sure that you include your keyword phrase in the names of your photos. Okay, so that's number four, update your photos. Number four is make sure that your photos are named. God bless all of the photographers in the world who have to, you know, churn out thousands of photos. And then I'm like, just kidding, you need to name them for your blogs. So you'll thank me later. You're welcome. The number five update I want you to also consider making is, do you have more information, right? Have you learned more about this topic? Can you add to this? Do you have more expertise? Can you make this blog beefier and meatier without, you know, making it 8,000 words, okay? And sometimes it's not, you know, just a ton of more information. Sometimes it's just one section of information or some updated information. A great way to do this is if you had like, if you wrote about tech and a specific system of tech that you use. Like if you had, oh, my tech stack for creating blogs. Well, you probably use something newer or better or different than you did 2 years ago. Like, that might be a blog that you want to update, is if you have that. If you also have maybe new tweaks to a recipe, or you use a different type of flour for something now, like, go ahead and update that. Number six is one of my favorite things to update, as I really like to add an FAQ section to certain blogs. Now, not all blogs deserve an FAQ section, or not deserve, but not an FAQ section isn't always helpful for every blog, right? But if you have something that you really want to bump up in the rankings, adding an FAQ section can be super helpful because it gives you a chance to rank in a little different way on Google. Google processes those FAQ blocks a little differently. And then what it does is it gives you text on your blog that's answering a question, right? Like, you're literally typing out this question and writing the answer. Now, in your FAQ section, this is not the time to get really fluffy and superfluous with your words. You want to keep it pretty short and sweet and like an FAQ, right? You don't need to write three paragraphs per FAQ answer, like one to two sentences. Just answer the question thoroughly, but be pretty succinct in there. And then the number seven section that I want you to update is I want you to make sure that you have a human written meta description, not the meta description that your blogging platform just up creates for you, go ahead and go in there and write a thoughtful, updated meta description. Keep it short. 160 characters is usually the ideal limit, but make sure that your main keyword focus phrase is in there. Now, something that I want to note, do not update the link. Do not change the link. If you must, you can do a redirect, but I usually don't recommend that. But do not update the URL. Please and thank you, for the love of all things holy, don't update the URL. Do not update the URL. Hear me now. Because what that's going to do is it's going to create a bunch of broken links out there in the world for you and basically shoot your SEO in the foot. All right, there you have it. Easy way to update old content to move up the rankings and get more website traffic, because that content's already created. It's already helpful. You might as well put it to work and bump it up in the rankings. Step number one is to obviously decide what you want to update and then plan out your updates. I really like to set aside some time at the end of the week when my brain feels like mush anyway to just go in there and make some updates. And then the updates that I would like you to make are: one, update your headings to make sure that you have your keyword phrase in your H2. Make sure that you have some H3 and even possibly some H4 headings in that blog. Number two, I want you to think through some semantic keywords to add in. Don't get freaked out by this. They're just auxiliary phrases that are related to your main keyword phrase. Number three, if you have photos to update, update them. Number four, make sure that you have your photos named that in ways that include your keyword phrase. Number five, add more helpful information, add updated information if you have it. Number six, an FAQ section is sometimes a good idea. And number seven, make sure that your meta description is updated and includes your main keyword phrase as well. And as always, if you need help with this, don't hesitate to reach out, schedule a coaching call, or snag my course, Signature Framework, the Organic Marketing Framework, teaching the methods that I have used with clients to increase website traffic by up to 2,000%, yes, 2,000% increase in website traffic using the methods that I teach inside the Organic Marketing Framework. All right, y'all, we'll come back at you next week. I hope you have a great week. Love y'all. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting, can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.